Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Crystal Hughes, and we're talking about the energetic management system. And we are on the emotional replacing exercise. So I want to thank you for going through this program with me. It is so important for us to understand how to relate to our own energetic systems and the structures that are in place, that have been put in place for us to create the life the way that we want it. We want to experience it in a particular way. And we do have more power than we really know that we have. So, again, it's so wonderful to have you here. Now, what we're going to do to get started is we're going to get on the golden grid. We'll do some grounding, get on the golden grid, and I'd like to have you with me supporting the activation of this grid. The golden grid is the structure of the universe. And when you visualize this as a grid moving in and through all things, you can imagine that you have a power. Because you're connected to all things, you can influence those things and they can influence you. When you're consciously choosing how you want to support and serve and influence the environment around you, the world around you, it makes a difference. And we are here to raise consciousness, not only within ourselves, but to actually serve the greater good. So thank you so much for knowing this and having that wherewithal within you to show up and be present today. So let's go ahead and get started, bringing our attention right into the heart space. And as you bring your attention into the heart space, I want you to feel as if you're just dropping right down inside the heart. Get into the rhythm of your heartbeat and allow that rhythm of your heartbeat to align with the pulse of the universe. And you're just coming into a place of coherence where you're aligned with the universe and the rhythm of the universe. Now let's draw all of your awareness. All of your awareness being drawn right down inside the body. It's as if you're calling all of your attention back to you. So anything that you might have been thinking about in the future, things that you needed to do today, just let that fall away as you call your awareness back inside your body. Being inside your body gives you strength and fortitude, gives you clarity, a certain power to make choices. So you bring it down below the eyebrows, and I want you to imagine that at the eyebrows is a ceiling, and you're not allowed to go up and out, up above, or to push through that ceiling. It's there to keep you contained so that you're a vital energy pack. And so you bring your awareness down below your eyebrows, behind your eyes. You're sitting right behind your eyes, right where you're supposed to be, and leaning against the spine as if you're just reclining, but not going back any further than the spine. Draw the awareness down through the torso, through the body, placing your attention at the base of the spine now. And bringing the energy down through your legs, through your knees, shins, calves, all the way down through your feet and toes, anchoring your awareness inside your body. Excellent. Now, you're going to connect with the ball of light in the center of the earth. So imagine at the base of your spine dropping down a grounding cord. It could be an anchor, it could be a beam of light, could be rope, could be a tree trunk with roots. Wrap around the ball of light so that you have a way to recycle your emotional energy. Good, locking in. Okay, now as you are locked into that ball of light, I want you to connect with this golden grid, the structure of the universe. Imagining the beautiful golden grid as beams of light, the vertical light coming down, that line, that vertical line coming all the way down from above your head, moving through your crown chakra, through your heart chakra, all the way down into the earth and beyond. A horizontal line, one coming in the front of your body through the heart chakra, moving through the body and out the back of the heart chakra. And then another horizontal line from the golden grid, moving from one side through the heart and all the way out the other side. So now that convergence point where the vertical and horizontal lines meet is right there at the center of the heart. And so you're connected now. Imagine that beautiful masculine structure, and then what flows within that structure is the divine feminine energy. And that is your capacity to create, so you can call forth any energies that you like. So today, we're going to call forth joy. So I want you to think about an experience that you've had where you felt joyful. And you know, joy usually is spontaneous. You get a feeling where you're in happiness, but then you go into that space of joy. And it's almost as if everything just falls away from around you. And you're just in that state. So think about being in that state, feeling it in your heart space, and allow that state of joy to now emanate from you. It's moving out of your heart, and imagine it going through the grid. And as the grid penetrates through all things everywhere, it's moving through your immediate environment, fueling your space with joy. And out in the city or the country that you're in, going out, 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 it's expanding joy. And you're being an offering right now of joy. So people that needed that little extra oomph today, that experience, that taste of joy, you're offering that to them. You might even know someone that needs it, and you can consciously imagine sending that joy energy to them, to our planet, to the animals. You're becoming joy. Wonderful. Okay, now coming all the way back to now, I'm going to get started talking about the emotional replacing exercise. And the emotional replacing exercise is so important. It's the thing that most energy experts don't tell you. And I don't know why they don't tell you, because I'm a definite advocate. Now, we're not just talking about emotional regulation, you know, where you're actually consciously processing emotions, where you're trying to monitor or manage your experience or emotions. This is something different. The energetic management system is really about understanding and learning the steps that will give you that sense of control. We go through the grounding technique, which I took you through today. We also learn how to scan the body to discover where the emotional energy is lodged in our system, where it's sitting, where it's becoming stagnant. And we know that when the emotional energy becomes dull, heavy, stagnant as a vibration, it causes dis-ease. It causes illness. It brings our vibration down. And as our body slips into a lower vibration, then we are allowing illness to set in. So just before this, when we did the emotional releasing exercise, we're clearing out the emotions. We're identifying how they're sitting, where they're sitting, and then we take charge. with our imagination, with our intention, and we move that energy out. Now, there are energetic techniques that you can use that unfortunately simply move the emotional energy out of where it's sitting. But there's not a conscious transmutation of the emotions. And when the emotion has been taking up space for quite a long time and then it's suddenly released, then you're left with this vacuum. You're left with this space. And what will happen is that you will go by default, because your subconscious mind, if you don't choose something else, something of a higher vibration, something more positive, something more in alignment, you will go back by default. The subconscious mind is about 88% to 90%+ of your power. It will take you out if you are not responsible with replacing or making a new suggestion. So what happens is, in most of the energetic techniques, you're tapping or you're clearing or you're doing something, it dislodges the emotional energy, but it's still being stored either in your body or in your energetic field. And it's not being replaced. So we want to make sure that we are at choice with what's going on in our bodies, within our energetic field, and within our lives, because we know it all starts within here and then, you know, it expands out. So it's important to be at a level of responsibility. When you clear, when you use any technique, make sure that you actually consciously say, I am now transmuting it, and have a way of seeing it, visualizing it, knowing that is transmuted. And then use your consciousness to choose what it is that you want to replace that with. So you're focusing on a particular area. Let's say you have energy that's trapped in your stomach. And let's say that we've done the body scanning. We know that it's trapped in the stomach, and we want to release that. So we tune in and we see that it looks like these knots in the stomach. We've all had knots in our stomach, or felt like we have had knots in the stomach. So you visualize pulling out those knots, undoing them. And as you're visualizing or imagining or simply claiming that that's what you're doing, the emotional energy is being undone. It's being dislodged. Now, what are you going to do with that emotional energy once you dislodge it? Well, you're releasing it, and you're releasing it. How I like to do it is release it down into the earth, into the ball of light. We're releasing the energy, and we're transmuting that. So let's just say that you had anxiety in the stomach. That was the emotion. You're clearing that anxiety by undoing the knots and consciously imagining or intending you're sending it down into the high vibrational frequencies in the ball of light in the center of the earth, and you are recycling it. You are transmuting it fully. You do not move forward or move on with your day until you recognize it's all transmuted, and then you consciously choose what you want to replace it with. So let's say if we released anxiety, we're now wanting to replace it with something like confidence or trust, or the emotion would be peace or calmness, serenity or harmony. That's the experience and the emotion. So you're replacing it, and you're replacing it right in the stomach. You need to fill up that space, and you're making sure that you're going to the exact same place to replace it. So now you have come full circle in releasing and replacing. And now your system adjusts to that. Everything will adjust in your whole body being. Everything will adjust to that. And it will reflect the adjustment in your world, in your reality. So, how powerful is it to claim the vibrational frequency in which you want to be carrying? You want to replace that with, and you want to be carrying. It's very powerful. And what will happen is you will be able to then express that in your world, in your reality. And you want to choose something, an emotion that is in alignment with your goals. It's in alignment with what you're wanting to create. So if you think about what you're wanting to manifest or what you're wanting to create, you can choose an emotion that supports that coming about. Now, especially if you recognize that you had the emotional energy trapped in your stomach and you were anxious about something in particular. If you're anxious about something in particular and you know that that emotional energy pertains to a certain past point of pain or event or trauma, then by all means, when you're replacing it, you want to choose an emotion that aligns with that. What you would need for, let's just say in the future, if you came across some other experience, how would you want to be able to hold that vibration, hold yourself, and maintain that sense of centeredness? Because the energetic management system allows us to be in charge so that we are being responsive rather than reactive to situations and circumstances in our world, in our reality. Okay. So let's go ahead now. What I'd like to do is I'd like to take you through the process where we've done our grounding, but now I want to take you through the process from the body scanning all the way through to replacing the emotion, okay? So I want you to close your eyes and get into a comfortable position. Now imagine you're disassociating from your body. You're looking at your twin outside of you. Or it's something like looking at yourself in a mirror. That's what disassociation is. So as you are your higher self and you're looking at your body, I want you to think of an event that was maybe an emotional event, something that happened, and we're going to find where you're storing the emotion that's related to this event or experience. So think of that event or experience, and you're going to ask yourself, where am I storing the emotion related to this event? What part of my body am I holding the emotion? In what part of my body am I holding the emotion? So start to scan your body in sections from your head, neck, and shoulders, down your torso, arms, then your waist to your feet. And notice if your attention is being pulled to any one area. You might just have this instant knowing. You'll know exactly where it is, or you'll kind of get a sense of something being lit up in one area or heated in another area. And finally, you're going to identify the emotion. What is the emotion that I'm holding concerning this event? So you're locating it in the body, and then you're asking, what is the emotion? So it may be fear, anxiety, frustration, guilt, anger, rage, sadness, disappointment. What is the emotion? What does the emotion look like? We're going into releasing it now. What does the emotion look like? What's the color? What's the shape? What's the size? What does it feel like? What is the texture of it? Is it hard? Is it soft? Is it smooth? Is it prickly, slimy, goopy? You're getting into what the texture is or what it feels like. We call these the submodalities. We want to get right in there. How are you storing the emotions? You would ask yourself, how am I storing the emotion? So this means, is it loose? Is it tight? Is it kind of floating around? Is it locked in there? Could just be right on the surface. So you're identifying where you're storing the emotion. How do you want to remove this emotion? So based upon what you got before, it's going to give you an idea of how you want to remove it. You could vacuum it out if it's kind of liquidy. You could, if it's hard, you could imagine, you know, putting these love light bombs and blasting it out. But all the while, what you're imagining is as you release it, dissolve it, burn it up, pull it out, you have to transmute that. So you want to send it down into the ball of light and burn it up, fully transmute it. Or if you're dissolving it, imagine just handing it over to the divine and all that energy is being recycled. Now, we're never wanting to just get rid of energy. Our energy is our energy. We have a supply of that energy that actually belongs to us. And so what we're doing is we're recycling, we're turning energy into something else, so from one form to another. We're never getting rid of it. We're never rejecting any of our energy, regardless of whether it makes us uncomfortable or not. We're consciously transmuting it. And so we're alchemists. We are these alchemists. We're changing something from a dense, dull vibration and turning it into something lighter that's actually going to support us. So we're more flexible in life. So we can create from a higher level of consciousness. So making sure that you're responsible with your energy. You're not throwing it anywhere. You're not leaving it. And again, this is one of the issues that I have with many energy experts or healers, is that they move energy from one part of your body or one part of your field to another, and then it just accumulates there. And now you have another issue. So you're taking it out of your right shoulder, but now you're, you know, within the year you're going to have an issue with your left knee. So if it feels as if you're not able to fully get over something or that you're in pain, know that you probably haven't fully transmuted the emotional energy and replaced that. So you're seeing it totally transformed into a higher quality vibrational energy. So now let's go into that, the emotional replacing exercise. Replacing it with a new, fresh, clean, pure energy. That's going to support your system. Using your imagination, you want to pick something that's congruent with your intention. So what is the emotion that you want to replace the old one with that would support you most? What's the emotion that you want to replace the old one with that would support you most? How do you want the emotion to appear? What's the color? You can make it bright. You can make it dim. What's the sound? Do you hear a sound with this? You're utilizing all of your senses. What's the texture? What's the shape And remember, you're putting it right there, right back in that place that you had before. Make sure it feels right. Does it need to be a little warmer or a little cooler? Make any necessary adjustments that you need. And now bring your energy all the way back. Make sure you're fully associated now. Fully associated. Come all the way back inside. Bringing your body all the way back inside. You're fully associated to this new vibrational energy. You've placed it in your field. You've chosen it specifically. It's a part of you now. You're looking through your own eyes and you're experiencing it with all of your senses. Oh, beautiful. And I always like to bring a beam of light through your entire body. Imagine a golden beam of light from the top of your head moving all the way down and through your body, everything readjusting and reorienting to this new truth, all time-space realities, all dimensions, all directions. Wonderful. Wow. Isn't that great? They're so simple, but you can imagine going through life and something kind of knocking you off path or, you know, off track, and then this is what you do. You ground. You check and see, okay, where's that emotion being stored? Of course, you know, emotions have a specific message for you as well. You can always check on that before you release them and then replace them with consciousness. Okay, I think we're ready now to go in and start getting some of the questions answered that you have here. So let's just see. And just let me know too if you really enjoy getting on here with me and doing these, because I think what we can do is we can continue the series. We have one more exercise as part of this series, but let me know if you want to continue doing this. Okay. All right. Here we go. Now, we have Tamara, and she says, hello, I seem to have a kink in my back. Is this physical or energetic? Also, if you can answer yes or no to this question, I'm thinking to change the, okay, all right, Tamara, got it. All right, I'm going to scan that question that you had. It's a little personal, so I'm going to scan that. If you should do it. So let's just see, for your highest good, should you do that? Actually, that came through no. Okay? So no. All right, so let's just check and see, Tamara, what's going on with your back? Well, actually, what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing tension in the back. Let's just see, is this physical or energetic? It's emotional. It is emotional. And what's happening is the energy is wanting to rush up and come out of the top of your head. Sometimes the energy wants to move up and out rather than down. Okay, so this is coming up. It happened when you were 10 years old. It is something that you experienced with some kind of conflict with a maternal person. Like, you know, it's either a mother or it was a teacher that you looked up to like a mom. Or it could be one of your aunts or someone like that, okay? So this is the conflict, and there is some shame around it. So what I would do is work on doing the emotional releasing exercise, clearing out the shame, and also check and see if you can actually find the event, okay? All right. Now we have Julia from the UK. Hi, Crystal. Love and light to you. I've been working on clearing an X out of my base chakra. Almost gone now, but I still have strong dreams, which do bring the emotional pain back and sets me back on my path. Do you have any advice? Okay, let me just check and see what's going on with this X in your base chakra, Julia. Okay, the emotional energy that's holding it in place is actually anger and frustration. And what I'm seeing is it's your right leg is entangled with a cord that is this cord that connects to him. So it's almost as if you're somehow being tripped up, okay? And So let's have you first clear the anger and the emotion around it. I want you to imagine undoing this cord. It's wrapped about 3 or 4 times around your right leg, and it needs to be untangled. Now let's just check and see what we can find out about this dynamic with the cord. I'm going to tune right into that cord. Okay, so it's tied in with a past life, and that's all about letting go and having to release someone that you actually had some karma with in a past life. I don't feel like it's your ex. So it's just a duplication of a pattern, okay? And I'm getting that was 7 past lives ago. I want you to do the timeline therapy where you're floating up above the timeline all the way back to the past. And let's go ahead and have you dip down into the event and clear out the energetic, it's almost like a conflict that you had. So you've got to clean that up. Sometimes we have to go inside the event to kind of get a sense of what's going on and what was happening with that. But it has to do with a loss, okay? All right, good. Okay, so let's just see. We have Linda from Sacramento. Hello, Crystal. A couple of weeks ago, you saw a metal contraption attached to my body linked into many chakras, and also that I felt confined by my life 5 past lives back. Have I cleared all this? Please ask my higher self what I need to do next. Okay, let's just check and see if you've cleared all that, Linda. Have you cleared all of that? You've cleared about 50% of it. So it's not all gone, okay? So keep working on that, and let's just see next what I need to do on my ascension path. Okay, so for you, Linda, what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing this third eye chakra having a little bit of a tough time right now because there's such vision that you have. And what I'm seeing is the discrepancy with the condition of your physical body and the vision that you have of who you are, who I know you are as well. And so what's needing is this alignment between your third eye vision capacity and what's going on with your body. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that you're running energy from, make sure that the central channel from your third eye chakra that goes all the way down the center of your body is cleaned out. Because when you have an accumulation of energy there, which for you it's doubt, that's not going to allow the other chakras to be lit up. So you're not going to know your power. You see, what happens sometimes is we have physical ailments or we have some issue that we're going through as far as a symptom of ascension. In other words, we want to wake up, we're awakening, but life brings us some issue. And when we're going through that issue, we lose faith. The most important test that we're going through is faith. Maintaining that faith despite what circumstances are presenting themselves and what your life looks like. And that's one of the biggest things that gets in our way. It's an obstacle. So we take it personally. We think God's against us. Why is this happening to me? And we're not recognizing this is the major test. It's for faith, but also we've got to recognize who we are, despite the condition of our body or of the circumstances. So I want you to flush out doubt so we can fuel the rest of your body and chakras and so you can balance out your system, okay? All right, Karen from Sweden. Hi, Crystal. Thanks for your wonderful and generous work. Oh, thank you for noticing. Is it still dangerous for me to be doing body work on clients, or maybe I should give it up and not do it at all? Okay, Karen, let me just check and see. Is it okay for you to be doing actual body work on clients right now? I'm getting an okay, but what I'm seeing is that I'm seeing that you have such a capacity for shifting and moving energies without having to do body work. So I'm not sure if you're doing hands-on healing or cranial sacral or massage therapy or what you're doing. But actually, I'm seeing that you have this little, it looks like to me like a laser light beam that comes out of your throat chakra. And it actually supports people in dissolving hardened energies in their body and in their meridian system. Okay? So if you could learn how to work with that, it's innate within your being. It's your own gift. Then you could literally just sit and intend and shift energies and people would have relief. Okay? All right. We have Kathy from Denmark. Could you please check on my energy? I think I'm integrating much better, but could you please take a look and see what my higher self wants me to know or work on now? Okay. You're welcome. All right, Kathy, let me just check and see what's going on now. Oh, your heart is really open right now. You're vital in the upper chakras. It's the lower chakras that I'm seeing some dullness. I'm seeing a little bit of shadow work there and also a little bit of clogging up in the front power center and in the sacral chakra. So let's just see what your higher self wants you to do. So in this power center, what we're looking at is something that occurred around 3.5, 4 years old, and there was a dynamic with a masculine figure, father figure, surprise. It had an element of surprise. You're going to want to clean this up on the timeline. This element of surprise, like the rug being pulled out from under your feet, kind of like, none of us like that. So what I'd like you to do is clear the emotional energy. What do you feel emotionally when someone, you know, feels like you've got the rug pulled out from underneath you? It's shocking, it's surprising, and there's a loss of power. It has to do with your relationship with the masculine as well, okay? All right, beautiful. Okay, so let's just see here. Let's go ahead and work on the phone, okay? So we have from Kingston, Ontario. I'm going to unmute you now, and the number starts with 613. Okay, here we go. Hello.
Hello, Crystal. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, of course.
Oh, I'm so honored. You know, I'm so thankful for you, what you're doing for us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I really love doing it. You know, I think
this is the actual work. Yeah, this is my movement. Like, I feel, you know, if you can have a look at me and scan me, like, what is I'm stopping myself financially or, you know, any other way, you know, if you can see me and how can I see my higher self and be in it, you know?
Yes. Well, what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing rope tied around your ankles. There's rope tied around the ankles, and it does come from a persona that you have, okay? So, in other words, there's some kind of self-saboteur that's playing a trick on you. And so what we want to do is right now, let's just all of us go ahead and imagine that we are undoing any of the cord or any of the rope, any of the bindings, where we might be trying to prevent ourselves and moving forward. So what you're going to do is you're going to imagine right now, and everyone on the call, let's just go ahead and undo this. We're going to undo it, undo it, undo it. I want everyone's legs to be totally free. And this is symbolic of any of the fear that we have, any of the doubt that we have, anything that's not allowing us to move forward, okay? So what this persona is a saboteur for you, is somehow she's hesitant, okay? So what I would ask you is, why do you feel that you're hesitant in moving forward and doing what you came here to do or what you love to do or want to do?
Well, I don't know, like, why, because I have I think, like, early on when I was a child, I used to feel like, you know, when I will be a mother, I will also be with my children, you know. So I feel if I'm going out, you know, it will not be good for my kids. But now I'm a housewife, but I don't have money, you know, so.
Yeah. Okay. You know, so okay. Mm-hmm. So you see, there's doubt in the universe. There's doubt in you being supported. But also there was a limiting decision that you had made. And that limiting decision is still active. So
yeah,
the part of you that's sabotaging is the part of you that somehow, right, she thought that you would be living a certain lifestyle and that would be totally fulfilling. But there's something that is yearning within you that wants to be experienced. What is that? What is it that you're wanting to do and experience?
Yeah, I want to be, I just want, because I see a lot of energy work and I want to be a light worker. But I don't know where I'm stand and how far I have to go, how to make the beginning, how to make
that
shift.
Okay.
You are right. I'm just like, I'm stuck in this, and I just want to get out of it, but I don't know how.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So everybody, let's pull our saboteur out. We're going to do this work today. Okay. I want you to imagine just pulling your saboteur out. Like, pull her out, that part of you that's a little hesitant, that doesn't know how it's going to work, doesn't know how far she is from the goal, you know, what's it going to involve, how much money, how much time, all of that stuff. Pull her out. And as you pull her out, you're going to scan her body. Just like we did the body scanning, you're going to scan her body. So I want you to scan her body, and I want you to tell me where she's holding emotion in her body. So where are you experiencing that she's holding emotion in her body?
You're asking me only?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
My back, and I'm feeling quite a lot of heat in my back.
Okay. So what we want to do is we want to check and see what is the primary emotion that's being held there. So what is it that you're sensing?
I really don't know.
Okay. So check this out. I'm going to go ahead and say a couple things, and you tell me what rings true for you. It's fear. It's doubt.
I don't think so. I have that.
Okay.
I think the one that you said, like my, how to move forward, how to make the beginning, I don't have any fear,
It's doubt.
That could be.
Fear of the unknown.
That could be.
Yes. That's what it is. And there's a little distrust, okay? So what I want you to do, and everybody on the call, we've got to clear the emotional energy. When we clear and release the emotional energy that these personas are holding, then we are releasing the past pain, the trauma, the experience, any decision that we made that we're still being trapped in, that we're still locked into as an agreement with ourselves, okay? So
okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to put a vortex around you.
Okay.
And we're going to put a vortex around that saboteur, and I want you to imagine all of the heat in your back cooling, like a beautiful waterfall coming down over you. We're going to start releasing doubt. We're going to release fear of the unknown. Just let all that go. Let it go all the way down. And we're going to clear any distrust. And I want you to imagine it being washed away, dissolved away, cooled. And now you'll be able to see if there's still any hot spots or anything like that, and you can continue working on that, okay? But I want you to work on clearing it. The main thing you're going to do is as you release this, you're going to replace it. So even though we didn't clear all of it today, let's go ahead and start replacing it. So what would you like to replace the doubt with?
With confidence.
Okay, okay. And how do you get confidence?
By doing the right actions and, you know, meeting the right people and moving forward, you know, trusting
yeah,
in myself.
The first thing is that you have to connect with the source that can bring those people to you.
Okay.
So you're going to start imagining this golden grid and connecting with the grid, and you're going to ask. When you get on that grid, imagine that is you connecting with the source of the universe that can bring anything to you. So you're going to start asking this grid and the divine. You're going to say, please bring to me all of the people that will support me. So all the teachers that you need, all the guidance that you need. Is there a certain school that you want to attend? All of that information is going to start coming to you. That's the power of using the grid and the power of using your divine feminine. Okay? You're attracting and drawing it in by asking. The more that you ask, the more that things are going to shift so that you're aligned with that. Okay, so everybody now replacing, making sure you replace the old emotion with the new emotion. So when you feel confident, what's the emotion that you feel?
Self-love.
Yeah, so bring that in. So you're just imagining right at the heart, put your attention at the heart space. Activating the grid by asking for that love and self-love to fill you up, and imagine it floating through your body, literally filling you up. You're replacing it, and especially in the back, and see what it feels like if it's now better. How does that feel now?
It is better.
Yeah. So keep working with it, okay? We just did a little bit. And then
okay.
Just keep getting on the grid and asking, and everything will have to shift. Every time you ask a question, your higher self and your guides and your whole ascended team have to come get to work.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. You're welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, now we have a 302. Hello? Hello? 302, I don't have a name.
Hello.
Hi, there you are.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. So.
Hi, this is Maura.
Hi, Maura. How are you?
I'm fine, Christelle. I'm fine. I wrote a question on the webcast, but I think I want to ask another question now,
okay,
actually.
Go
that
for
was beautiful. Last, I was still in the space of that last clearing. Also, for me, I would love to move forward. I have been sort of stuck for the last 4 or 5 years. It's been a pretty tough time. And what would be, where am I stuck? What is stopping me from moving forward?
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing your hands tied behind your back. I don't know what this is with our group today. We've got cords wrapped around our feet and ankles and legs and tied up, and yours are behind your back. And
yeah,
what
I know. I'm
is,
in a pretty tough situation.
You are.
I'm in a country that I can't leave because I can't get divorced and I'm not allowed
okay.
to leave. So, and it's tricky for me to move forward because of I have all this going on.
So I'm
going to
share with
me
you
because
what
I don't
it
know
looks
how,
like.
Where to go. I don't mind being here. I love the country, but I just don't have the possibilities to move forward.
Okay. Well, you know,
I can't get a divorce
anything. But what we have to do is we have to have you energetically aligned first, okay?
Okay.
So it looks like right now your hands are kind of tied behind your back. That's what you're
yep.
visualizing yourself as, and you're blindfolded, okay? So just
okay.
like what we did with the saboteur, I want you to work with pulling out the part of you that feels like her hands are tied behind her back and she's blindfolded. Now,
okay.
this persona came from when you were 7 years old and something happened, some kind of accident. So there was either a car accident or there was a slip or a fall or something. Something happened. It could be you or it could be someone else. Something
okay.
around this time. What happened at 7 years old?
I don't know if it was my mom. My mom got sick.
Okay. Okay. So
maybe it was this.
Mm-hmm. So something happened at that time where there was helplessness involved.
Okay.
Helplessness got anchored in your cellular structure. That's what you're going to want to clear. So right now, let's just go ahead where everyone, we're going to spin a vortex around our energetic bodies counterclockwise. Let's just send down all helplessness. Now, Maura, what I want you to do is imagine your hands being untied by your higher self, untying your hands that are in the back, opening up, taking the blindfold off. And I just want you to start releasing helplessness. Now, what you're going to do from this moment on, I want you to go back to 7 years old, the relationship that you had around helplessness, around your mom being sick. All of that is wanting to be cleared right now, okay? So that's what you're going to focus on next.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Crystal. That's wonderful. Thank you.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. Okay. Let's take one here. We have from Napa, California, 707. Hello.
Hello, Crystal. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Evelyn. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I too have gone through 7 years of just, it's been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been dealing with a little bit of emotional stuff happening, and today I have this immense, like, energy just is so low and this sadness, and I think by, you know, just totally the divine stepped in to have me talk to you today, so thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, I'm seeing something around your head. I'm seeing something that's actually lodged inside your head, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with psychic intrusion energy, other people's energy that's coming in. What's happening for you is that you are going through the initiation cycle. It's an awakening cycle. There is the reconstruction going on of your energy field. And what happens with this, it's a very kind of a sticky situation where, you know, we're just now kind of getting okay with having this energy field and our chakra systems and all that. And now we've got, you know, an upgrade happening. And so what's going on with you is that the third eye chakra, the crown chakra, the back third eye chakra are all wanting to go through this upgrade. Now there was tremendous loss. I don't know what the loss or the suffering was. What was that loss and suffering that you've been going through?
Wow. First of all, you have nailed every single thing that you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I am blown away.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I feel. The loss was I lost my dad
mm-hmm.
two years ago, and that came up heavily yesterday.
Okay.
And, gosh, you just really...
Yeah, yeah. So actually why it's coming up is it really is trying to come out, but the issue is that there's some kind of psychic intrusion energy that's coming in while this stuff's trying to come out. So you don't know which way's up. You're
right.
Like, what in the heck is going on here? And it's not that you're not energetically competent, because you really are. Okay. I just want to reiterate that. It's that you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't be able to figure it out. And I want to say that for a lot of people on the call, the ascension process, what we are going through has us, you know, it's like we're underwater, okay? We're literally underwater, and we don't know which way's up. So what we're going to do today is we're going to go ahead and help your dad, the dad energy, fully release and escape your energy body, okay? And as we fully release and let that energy go, the energy of loss and grief and all of that, but also there's emotional bands that are still tied, karmic bands, I'd like to see how much we can release today to help bring you relief from that. And then what I'd like to do is have you close up your aura, because your aura is gaping open at the top. And that allows more of the psychic intrusion energy to come in, okay? And sometimes it can just be someone thinking about you or worrying about you. You know, I always tell my dad, don't worry about me. Whatever you do, you know, just please send me love, but never worry about me. Because you know how parents can be in other people in your life. Like, they start worrying, and then all of a sudden you have all this projected energy onto you as worry. So what we're going to do, let's go ahead now. And
Question, Crystal.
Yeah, sure.
In lieu of that, mm-hmm. I've lost everything. it's not just the loss of my dad. It's like I can't.
I saw it. It's all the ascension process. It's literally the total destruction. Now, why we go through this, why we go through the destruction process is it's an annihilation of our old energy, bodies, and being in the way that it was. It's literally a tearing down. And you know, my goodness, most people don't understand when I say that. I'm literally meaning that. The new crystalline structure that you are forming, yours is about halfway formed, okay? So it is being formed, okay? But the other one had to be ripped out, torn out, totally, because it's a detachment phase and cycle. So if you think about what does it take for me to totally rely on the universe, I must have to be detached from everything other than that. Okay? So that's really what's happening. Wow. You know, it's like, oh, my God, wait, it can't get any worse. Oh, my God, it just got worse. And it's not funny, but it's like you have got to be kidding me, right?
That's how I felt.
And you then you just laugh because you go, okay, all right, here we go. And it's just this next thing. I mean, I have to tell you, one of my closest friends is going through this right now. I am helping her. You've got to find people to help support you. I'm going to help you right now. We're going to go ahead and remove your father just so you don't have that pressure on your head, okay? And then we're going to see about closing up. All right, so let's go ahead, and I want you to just imagine him. And what I want you to imagine is I want you to imagine that Archangel Metatron and Raphael are coming in. And we're just going to ask for the divine binds to be cut. Now, when you're unbinding energy, you can only do what the universe will allow you to do. Okay, so I just want you to know that. It's usually karmic. And so we're just going to do as much as possible. And we want to do only as much as you can emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually handle. Okay? We want ease and grace in your life. Okay? So I want you to imagine that all of his energy is being pulled out. And it's going up and out of your energy field. And I want you to imagine now that even his legs are being pulled out and slipping out of your aura. And his feet are now coming out of your aura. Now, we want Archangel Michael to escort him back to wherever he is. All of his energy goes back to where he is. Any emotional energy of grief, sadness, loss, despair, disappointment being sent down and transmuted. There we go. And now what I want you to do is I want you to imagine putting your hand out in front of your body, straight arm out in front, and imagine as if you are grabbing a zipper, like if you were on the inside of a tent. Grab the zipper, bring your arm all the way up, zipping up, zipping up, zipping up, zipping your aura. We're working directly with your emotional body. And all the way back as far as you can zip behind you. Okay, good. All right, you're all set.
You know what, Crystal, you are an angel, and I thank you with all my heart, not just from the bottom of my heart, but with all my heart. That was beautiful. Thank you.
You are so welcome, love. Take
care, okay?
I can't
wait to work with you. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay, so let's go ahead. We're going to do a couple more questions. All right, here we go. Okay. We have Wendy from Florida. Okay. I've been working one-on-one with an energy healer and would like to know what you sense about the dynamic with her and if it is helping me in a way that serves my greater good. Okay, I'm going to scan for you, Wendy from Florida. I'm going to scan, and let's just see what percentage is this actually helping you for your highest good. So I only get about 55%, okay? So it's time for you now. You know, one thing that you want to do when you're working or choosing an energy healer, and I'm talking about this in the upcoming Wisdom Path Ascension course, is the Antikarana. You want to check to see, is the amount of energy that's flowing into that person's being greater and purer than yours? Okay, because you don't want to work with someone who doesn't have a greater, you know, vibrational energy frequency and, or, you know, isn't able to hold it, okay, and that's not fully pure. All right, so that's what you're asking for when you want your higher self to guide you to work with someone, okay? All right, here we go. We have Ray from Canada. Hi, dear Crystal. Thank you so very much for everything you're doing for us. I'd love to know if my higher self has any messages for me. Okay, Ray, let's just go ahead and I'm going to tune right in. And I do have a message there. There's a very special energy coming out of your throat chakra. Even lit, your mouth is lit up. What that means to me is you have such a beautiful way to communicate, to express. There's vitality flowing through your body. And the issue that I'm seeing is the back throat chakra looks deformed right now, okay? So that deformity, you know, what happens, you've got these chakras that are trying to spin, and it looks like you've had a bent rim, you know? It's like if you were looking at a tire of a bicycle and they got in an accident and the rim is all bent, that's what it looks like. Now, this came from some kind of, you know, someone demeaning you or saying that you shouldn't be talking or that you, you know, that putting down your singing or putting down something you said, it's coming out now to be cleared, 5 years old. So I want you to ask for the emotional energy that's trapped around the five-year-old issue. Okay? I want that to be cleared. You can use that emotional releasing and replacing. Okay? All right. We have Evergreen from Washburn. Are there any hidden emotions I have yet to deal with? Okay, so let's just check and see what comes up immediately as I tune in to you and see what's going on there with emotions. Yours is actually in the front power center, and it's pretty bulbous. It looks like a balloon, and it's anxiety. Now, when I trace it back, it actually has to do with something that's going on with the physical issue that looks like in your colon. So there's anger that's still sitting in your colon. So you're going to want to clear out all of the anger from your colon. Sometimes people don't know this. We hold on to emotional energy in our intestines and in our colons. Because what happens is that the sidewalls, the stuff gets compacted, right? And we hold on to it for years and years and years. So what I'm seeing is it's anger, but it's having you not be able to utilize the power center fully, the front power center, okay? All right. Okay, Anna from Bratislava. I don't know where that is. Hi, Crystal. Love what you do. Here's my question. Why is it that when I'm with people and they say something which I object to, I don't say anything because it doesn't seem important at the time, but some days later I remember and it starts to bug me? Yeah, so what I saw is I actually saw a persona that you have that is afraid of confrontation, and she has actually organized and filed things in such a way to have you not be able to recognize the importance of that until days later. And the reason why she's filing and organizing is it actually distracts you from having to experience what might present itself as a confrontation. Okay? Now, there's a distinction when we're communicating where we communicate from truth versus trying to obviously prove a point that we're right, because what you've probably already discovered and what I've definitely discovered is you think that something is right, you will be adamant about it, and then a year later, you'll come into recognition of some kind of, you know, experience, and then you go, oh, I'm going to scratch that belief, and now I'm going to create a new one. We're always creating new beliefs. We can't be so attached to what we think is right, but in the moment, we can definitely express our truth. So you want to be heart-centered, and it's almost like you make this little target on your heart, you know, in the center of your heart. And if you find while you're speaking that you get off target from your heart, then you have to draw yourself back to the heart space, to the center. So you're monitoring and you're practicing what is it like to communicate truth while someone else is, you know, in confrontation with me or is in disagreement with me. And all of a sudden you're practicing, getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Okay? All right. Okay, good. Thanks for that question. All right. We have Julia from Somerset. Hi, Crystal. Thank you so much for your generous kindness and love. A few months ago, you said on a call you could see my soul partner waiting for me. I've yet to find him and wonder if there is more I could do to open up to new love. Okay, let me just check and see what, if anything, is in the way of love or him coming in. Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing underneath your heart, like if you imagined, you know, the sternum right underneath there, it looks like this piece of rotting fruit, okay? It's just energy. It's energy, but it's rotting energy, all right? Now, it looks like this was something that happened when you were 2 years old, and it's been sitting in there, kind of rotting away. And it is a feeling of insecurity, but there's something about being unlovable. And so I want you to go back, and sometimes people, you know, 2 years old, they don't remember a lot, but start to think about what happened, what was going on in your family life, that kind of thing, and see if you can realize what that was and clear the emotion around that. You can also imagine cleaning out that rotten fruit, you know, but it's symbolic of not feeling lovable. All right. Well, we'll take one more. Oh, maybe two more, okay? But it's our time is up. So we have Robin from Kula, Hawaii. Hi, Crystal. So wonderful to be with you on this call. I'm wondering if I was successful in going above the timeline to 7 months in mother's womb and clearing the energy. All right, how are you doing now? Let's just check and see. All right, Robin, let's see about that. Is that cleared? Yeah, that's about 90% clear. So just clear a little bit more and remember, replace the energy even on the timeline, okay? All right, now let's just see what your higher self wants you to know now. Well, what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing a cut down the back of your spine. It's your energetic system, but it's a cut from the third eye chakra all the way down, like a slice, okay? And it's a wound. It's an old energetic wound, but it goes through your emotional and your mental body. So what's happening is it looks as if there's something that your mind's not allowing you to address in your emotional body. So I want you to have a conversation. I want you to converse with your mental body and see how your mental body's abusing or controlling your emotional body. And get into resolve within the two of those. And what I want you to do is put your higher self in charge of your mental body, instead of the way that it is now. Your lower self's in charge of your mental body still. Okay, so work on those two bodies communicating with each other. Okay. All right, Varja from Slovenia. Hi, Crystal. Thank you very much for everything. Can you please help me? Is there a soulmate? When will I meet him? Is it possible for me to love again? Okay, I want to tune right into you, going right into your higher self. And let's just check and see about a soulmate coming in. Actually, I see an energy, but it's far off. It looks kind of like if you imagine a balloon, you know, hovering up and outside of your energetic field. So what I want to go to is, you asked, is it possible for you to love again? I'm going to go in and see what your higher self has to tell us so that we can clear anything and draw that soulmate energy in closer. So I'm seeing for you that your back sacral chakra is kind of flapping, okay? It's flimsy, it's flapping, it's not structured. And with this, there's pain, loss, and even some kind of abuse. So I don't know if it was abuse in this lifetime or a past lifetime, but there was abuse of someone sexually connecting with you or not connecting with you, or literal sexual abuse, okay? So if it's not in this lifetime, it's in a past life. This is something that it needs to be cleared immediately, okay? There's a lot of suffering. There's a lot of pain. There's images, all right? So I want you to go and actually work on clearing this. I want you to just imagine if you were working with a girl, a young girl that was actually physically abused, sexually abused. What would you say to her? What would her condition be? Pull her out. And again, even if this didn't happen in this lifetime, just act as if, okay? Because this is what's in there. We accumulate things from all kinds of, you know, our genealogy, our ancestry, past lives. It's in there and it's trapped. So I want you to pull her out and work with her and heal her, okay? Do the emotional releasing and replacing. Heal her and support her in filling up with new energy, strong energy, creative energy, like knowing her value, right? She needs to know her value again. And when you've healed her, after you've pulled her out, bring her back in and merge with her. Which reminds me, anyone that pulled out the saboteur earlier, bring them back in. Just make sure that you're fully integrated now. Okay, everyone. Well, we are going to be doing our last call, and it's not going to be too far off, so join me again. And that way we can get some more questions answered. Sorry to everyone that was on the phone that I didn't get to, but wasn't it wonderful? So fabulous connecting and actually doing the work together. That's one of my favorite things, is us being able to collectively shift energy. So much love to all of you, and continue to be responsible with your energies. And get to know your own energetic body's energetic system, how it functions, and that way you're going to feel more confidence in your life. You're going to be able to make those powerful choices and go through change and go through these crazy initiation cycles and things that we move through, these detachment cycles, much easier. You won't have that sense of needing to control or any kind of need to protect, because you'll realize that you have the power to just shift it as you go along. Okay, everyone? Sending so much love your way. A big, beautiful, warm, loving, gentle hug to you, and trusting and knowing that you're being taken care of by the divine. Much love, everyone. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.